You're listening to the Spicy Dividend.
Those sweet, sweet dividends are calling my name. I am seeing the light once again. So, in the last episode, I talked about how I'm primarily going to be using my side hustle income to directly pay bills. And the plan was to put all of my side hustle money into my high yield savings account, get the high percentage that I'm getting there, save up as much as I can, pay for the bills. These bills include a cell phone, internet, and car insurance. I'm not including things like gas or groceries. Also not including the monthly mortgage payment. So these are strictly expenses that I get every single month. And I want it to, you know, concrete payments every month. And I want it to try to just use the side hustle income to pay them and not worry about dividends. Yeah, I got into it last episode saying how, you know, a lot of my fixed income stuff, I got spooked a little by the Credit Suisse exposure on PIMCO. But here's the new strategy that I am going to enlist. And I like it because it sticks to the premise that I talked about in the last episode. So I'm still going to be using side hustle income to pay for bills. But what I'm going to do is trying to take that side hustle income, pay off the bills for the rest of the year as fast as I can. And then once I have enough to cover bills for the rest of the year, all my side hustle income from that point forward will be going to dividends. Now, this is going to restart in December. So basically, I have to earn a side hustle to pay for these three bills for the rest of the year. Once that's done, I immediately start hustling to get the dividend fund going again. And then once December 1st rolls around of this year, I will go back and start working strictly on bill paying. I like this. It's a good hybrid. It also keeps me incentivized to earn as quickly as possible right now so I can convert into the dividend fund growth mode. So here's what that process is going to entail. Obviously, I'm starting this. Today's March 30th, so in 2 days, it's already going to be April. So I need to pay off 9 months worth of these recurring bills. I need to earn a total of $1,806.75. My monthly expenditures from my cell phone, internet, and car insurance total $200.75. So pretty much $200 flat at the moment. The car insurance is the one throwing that off with that extra 75 cents at the end. But total bills left for the year, $1,806. So I need to earn that amount of money in side hustle income before I can take my side hustle money and put it towards my dividend fund. And I've already gotten a head start on that. So I've been saving for bill paying now with side hustle income for about a week and a half, and I'm already up. I'm doing really well for myself right now. I'm already up to $160.83. So I can almost pay for a month of bills already, and I'll definitely get that when I get paid from Remote Task next week. I'll definitely have more than the $40 needed to pay for 1 month. But that leaves me to get to the bill paying done for the year. I need to earn an additional, from this point forward, $1,645. So once I earn that $1,645, I can start taking all my side hustle money and put it into the dividend fund. So which stocks or funds am I putting into the fund? Well, it's only one, and I've talked about it before on the past couple episodes. It is ticker symbol JEPI, JP Morgan's Equity Premium Income ETF. This already has a wide allocation of holdings, so it's diversified in itself. You know, it is an ETF. They're primarily focused in generating distribution and dividend income. So they pay monthly it tends to be a higher yield. I think at the moment right now, the monthly payments are not consistent. So monthly, like you're looking at a dividend yield of roughly 5 to 7%. And for me, that's higher than the amounts that I can get in the high yield savings account. I know you risk losing principal, but again, this is going to be only side hustle income, and it's only going to be after I'm able to pay off the recurring expenses for the year. So this is going to be really motivating. One, I get back to my roots, right? I can finally say I'm going to be a dividend investor again once I start funding JEPI, JEPI. We'll call it JEPI, nice and easy. It gets me back to my roots as dividend investors. You know, it all comes down to the point that, you know, what's the reason that we're all dividend investors? It's eventually so. It's the true form of passive income, right? You put some money into the holding, it pays you, and you don't have to do jack shit, motherfucker, because that's the best part of the dividends, right? They do all the work for you. You just have to do the upfront capital, which obviously is the hardest part of dividends, getting that upfront capital. So I think this hybrid that I'm going to partake in is going to be really nice. It's going to be really good for me. It's going to motivate me to do side hustles. Right now, I am fighting like hell to get remonetized on YouTube. You know, I couldn't believe how good my YouTube channel did in the past in terms of monetization. So a lot of people recognize me from my OG name, Dividend Grinder. And then I had a, I don't know what you want to call it, a YouTube midlife crisis. I switched to Degenerate Dividends. I started gambling for dividend money. Even though I personally loved that video series, it didn't do so well. But regardless, like, I put out a lot of videos, but my videos would get roughly 100 to 200 views, like nothing. There's nothing outstanding about the view count that I got, but still, over 2 years, I made $2,800 from YouTube. Okay, I'm just being honest. I've disclosed that on my YouTube channel now, but you know, for only getting 100 to 200 views and getting that much money, for me, I need to get the YouTube monetization up again. And I think this is a great way to get me motivated, because not only am I getting back to my roots of dividends, but you know, that's a big reason why people are originally subscribed to me in the first place. So I can finally discuss JEPI, I can finally discuss dividend investing again, get back to my roots. It's, you know, it's what I love talking about. It's what I love, you know, being passionate about. It's why I started this podcast. It's because I wanted to do it on a more regular basis and not do the, you know, boring analytics that can, it's dry, okay? It's dry. Coming from a 10-year corporate accountant talking to you, me telling you that something's dry, you better believe it's extra stale pretzel dry. So I'm extra motivated now. You know, I've been motivated the entire month of March to just get side hustle money, and that's been proven. I've been doing great in terms of side. I gotta come up with a new terminology except for side hustle, because yeah, it's fun to say like maybe one or two times, but after a while it sounds kind of gay. So let's go with extra income, okay? Using this extra income, I'm really motivated to do it, and I can't wait for the end results. So I think what's going to be really appealing for this is the upfront grind to get all this extra income to pay for the bills. You know, that's going to suck. It's just going to suck. But if I can do it really quick for this year and then really bust my ass to get extra income for the dividend fund, well, theoretically, I'm going to lessen the amount that I'm going to have to earn for future years. Because what I plan on doing, and this is why, primarily why I picked JEPI. Not only is it well diversified and I don't need to worry about multiple funds. I mean, if JEPI goes under, you know, at that point, what am I going to do? I mean, this is one of the, in my opinion, okay, that's all it is. It's an opinion. In my opinion, JP Morgan's Equity Premium Income Fund ETF is one of the high class, high yield monthly payers that you can buy. It's diversified. It follows the U.S. market greatly. It's basically like the high-yielding version of the S&P 500. That's how I look at it. So if this fund ends up going under, well, then you know what? So be it. That's the risk you take investing in anything in the stock market. But I don't see that happening, and I just love the fund. But what I'm going to be doing, the primary reason why I took a higher yielder that pays monthly is I don't care if I only, you know, that first month of investing, I don't care if I only get 70 cents of dividends. I'm taking that 70 cents. I'm not reinvesting it. I am taking it straight up and applying it to the bill paying. So theoretically, you know, if I can get the JEPI position high enough, you know, that extra income that I have to earn to pay off the rest of the year, it's going to get lower and lower and lower and easier and easier and easier. And once that happens, that means, you know, when I start this process over next year in 2024, let's say what would normally take me like 7 or 8 months to earn up all of the extra income to pay off the bills, maybe now it only takes me 6 months with the help of the dividends. Then I can start to just take all the extra income and put it on JEPI. And then that starts growing. And you see where I'm going with that. Eventually, it's going to take a long time, but eventually I'm going to get to the point where JEPI is going to pay that $200 per month. It's going to take a long time. And, you know, it's hard to calculate how long it would, or like how much capital I would need to put into it to realize that $200 in monthly gains. But let me give you a rough estimate, given that the yield would be a steady 5%. So let's do the math quick. So let's keep it at a 5% yield. Let's just say it was static, that I'm getting a 5% yield for the year, and then it's equally distributed across 12 months. Obviously, that's not going to be the case with JEPI. The amounts vary all the way from the inception of the fund a couple of years ago. The amounts have varied from like 20 cents per share all the way up to like 80 cents a share. So it just highly differs per month. But let's just say it was flat. So this is where the hardest part of dividend investing comes. So just to pay off $200 a month in expenses to get JEPI to do all the work, you need a capital of roughly $48,000 to do that at a 5% yield. $48,000, 5% of that is $2,400 per year. Divide that by 12 gets you to the $200 per month. So this is going to be a grind. It is. So it's still motivating though. I want to get back into the dividend gain. Now, it would be a lot faster if I didn't take the dividends and just reinvested them. I realize that. I understand that. But at the same time, you know, what is the whole point of getting passive income? It's to pay the bills, right? So I can take comfort knowing that the bills are paid and then I'm working on the dividend fund. And I think I love the strategy that I'm implementing with starting it like January 1 or December 1 for the next year. I love the concept of earning until the bills are paid for the year and then going on, because it's like if I can somehow get to the mark at like 6 months, let's say I pay off in just an extra income, I pay off my bills, or I have the amount needed to pay off the bills, you know, 6 months into the year, you know, it's comforting knowing that the last 6 months of the year, my reoccurring bills are going to be all accounted for. And I can start working on the dividend fund. I'm not worried about anything else. You know, I'm taking the dividend no matter what as early as possible. I'm not going to reinvest it because I want the process to switch over from having to earn a substantial amount from my extra income to pay for bills. I want that to switch as quickly as possible as I can to funding the dividend to get to that $48,000 eventually. Now, obviously, the price of my car insurance per month can go up. I'm actually looking to reduce it, but in reality, it's probably going to go up. So I'm probably going to have to pay more than $200 a month, you know, probably starting mid-year when my policy switches over again. But we'll see. I mean, I'm motivated as hell again. Like I said, I'm trying so hard to get my YouTube remonetized. And by the way, if you are just a podcast listener, if you didn't even know me from YouTube, first of all, that's awesome because I didn't expect this podcast to reach anyone outside of just my OG Dividend Grinder viewers. So thank you for listening. You're awesome. And if you're curious, my YouTube channel is Road to Retire, capital R-O-A-D, no space, capital T-O, no space, capital R-E-T-I-R-E. So this is definitely the path to retiring early. I mean, if I get my pills paid off early and I get this dividend fund going, who knows? You know, eventually I want to get way above that $48,000 just to pay off the $200 a month. We want to grow it so it's paying for a majority of our expenses, right? That's the dividend dream. That's the goal, passive income. Dividend investing, it's got me by the ass again. I can't wait to get back into it. But first, I got to hustle my ass off with the extra income and pay off the bills for the rest of the year before I start doing it. What do you think of this method? You can reach out to me on YouTube because I post all these podcasts on the YouTube channel. You can also reach me at Twitter. It's at DGenDividends, no spaces there. Let me know if you like this process. I'll keep everyone updated, and hopefully in the next couple of months, I will be able to start talking about my dividend investment. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Spicy Dividend Podcast. See y'all in the next one.